Installation and Maintenance of Health IT Systems. Unit 1B, Elements of a Typical EHR System. Let's begin this section by talking about the typical server elements for an EHR system. Typical server elements for an EHR system include an application server or group of servers which house the EMR or patient management application, a database server where compiled patient data is stored, Citrix or terminal servers which allow the support of thin clients. By the way, a thin client is a computer that requires the server to fulfill much of the system's functional role. A computer terminal is an example of a thin client. It holds no real computational programming. Instead, it is programmed only to focus on the graphically displaying information requested to the server by the user. In some cases, application, database, and terminal services may reside on the same computer system. However, due to the potential performance requirements of each of these services, this is not recommended except for the smallest of workplace environments. The Institute of Medicine lists 8 crucial core server elements for an electronic health record system. These include health information and data storage components, i.e. databases, results management applications, essentially software that actively manages the results, particularly lab and radiology results, that come into the EHR, and to try to assure that they are seen and dealt with appropriately by the clinician. Order entry and management applications, designed to effectively route clinician orders to the proper destinations. Decision support applications, computer logic that presents information to help clinicians make correct decisions, such as displaying relevant reference information on the screen while orders are being written, or popping up warnings if an order appears inappropriate based on the patient's known allergies. Electronic communication and connectivity software, which allows the various applications to efficiently talk to one another over the network. Patient support, administration processes applications, and reporting and population health management software. Additionally, vendors often supply other modules and components which are customized to meet the specific needs of individual organizations and practices. We've defined servers and their role. So what does a client do? EHR systems make medical records available to multiple simultaneous users. Tablets, laptops, and PCs allow instantaneous access for the healthcare staff who move around the health centers. Clients use client application software to securely connect and to poll the EHR servers to fulfill user requests. After receiving the requested data, the client software then organizes and displays the data in a manner that can be efficiently viewed. Using the EHR system to read and write the patient's record is not only possible through a workstation, but depending on the type of system and healthcare settings, may also be possible through mobile devices that are handwriting capable. Let's talk briefly about hardware found in an EHR system. Hardware can best be described as the nuts and bolts that make things work. The physical components of servers, workstations, laptops, the boxes that all the stuff goes inside them are all hardware, as is printers, scanners, routers, and switches. Having the proper hardware to run your EHR system is just as important as the software components. Without the proper hardware, the system will not run as efficiently and may exhibit compatibility issues. Some of the many hardware components most often attributed to EHR systems include servers, workstations, laptops and tablets, PDAs, also known as portable digital systems, and smartphones. Additionally, flat panel monitors, scanners, storage and backup devices, including tape drives, shredding devices, and medical diagnostic and treating devices are all considered hardware components. These are just some of the major hardware components you'll find in an EHR system and the network it operates on. A server in the hardware sense, is a computer designed to efficiently run server applications. In the EHR arena, that includes the patient index, where the patient data resides, the patient management software, and various modules designed for the parsing of user requests. They also may house user management tools for making administrative changes to the software, including updates and error correction, and for applying patches. As stated earlier, a server essentially serves other computers on the network. It typically houses applications and databases required by desktops or laptops to assess information or run centralized programs. Because servers are a critical infrastructure component, they are usually located in a protected environment, not generally accessible to the general public. Servers are expected to run pretty much continuously throughout their entire life cycle. Most enterprise-level servers are known to be very fault-tolerant and come with built-in redundant hardware systems to ensure reliable operation. In many healthcare environments, even a short-term failure can cost more than purchasing and installing the system. Most of these systems come with what's called hot swappable accessories, parts that can be changed out without turning off the server, to minimize downtime due to failure or maintenance. Servers come in all shapes and sizes. You should consult your information system staff, hardware vendor, and/or consultant to determine the hardware specifications required for your organization. Consult with your EHR vendor as well. In general, your server should be extremely reliable, with as many built-in redundancies as possible to minimize system downtime. Data storage is a critical component you will have to address when deciding on the installation of an EHR system. The storage requirements of an EHR system are largely dependent on the specific EHR, PM, or patient management application, and the volume of scanned documents. For a typical practice, a rule of thumb includes 5 gigabytes per year per provider. It's important to discuss your patient load with your vendor to determine your short and long-term storage capacity needs. Some things to consider when choosing a server include the brand. Is the brand of the server considered reputable? How do reviews fare for a particular model you are looking at? Do they provide a warranty consistent with your institutional needs? Operating system. Is the server designed to work well with the operating system needed to run the EHR software? Processors and processing speed. The higher the processing speed, the faster the computer can make computations. Is the processor specs in line with the EHR requirements? Additional items to consider. RAM, or random access memory. RAM is the working memory of the computer. Computers use RAM to store short-term computations. Additional RAM allows the computer to work with more information at the same time, which can have a dramatic effect on the total system performance. Hard drive configuration. Is there enough hard drive space to accommodate your expanding storage needs over the next year? How about 5 years? Will it support redundant hard drive configurations such as RAID 5, bearing in mind that many RAID configurations dramatically increase the amount of hard drive space needed? Network cards. Does the network card on the server adequately support the amount of network traffic expected on it? Is there the capacity to add additional network cards and options for load balancing? Other features to think about for your server include the monitor, keyboard, a CD and DVD drive to install updates and software, and a UPS or uninterrupted power supply system in case of power outages. For smaller practices, the added cost of a server infrastructure may not be warranted. Hosted solutions are available for such situations. When considering a hosted solution, these variables should be considered. Cost. Internal higher initial costs are typically associated. External hosted monthly fees. Will monthly fees outpace the costs of purchasing and maintaining an in-house infrastructure? Management. An internal software component. Staffs needed to implement and manage the servers and perform software and hardware maintenance and backup duties. While for an external or hosted solution, the customer is at the mercy of the vendor for scheduled maintenance. Power. Internally, your organization is capable of utilizing the full power of servers. Externally or hosted, these solutions often share resources with other customers that the vendor has. Connectivity. Internally, you control the speed and connectivity to your servers. While an external or hosted solution, all locations are considered remote, and connectivity means they may be shared with other customers, reducing the speed available to you. Let's take a couple minutes to discuss client hardware. Workstations are one of the most prevalent client systems in today's healthcare settings. A typical workstation is a high-end microcomputer designed to connect to the computer network via a wired or cabled interface, and is intended primarily to be used by one person at a time. Workstations can run a variety of operating systems, including Windows 2000 XP or Windows 7, and some flavors of Linux. A tablet PC is a portable computer equipped with a touchscreen and stylus. Also known as a slate or a blade, tablet PCs are intended to offer a more mobile version of the PC, which can be used where notebooks are impractical or unwieldy, or do not provide the needed functionality. Tablet PCs usually are a wireless interface to connect to the network. There are three types of tablet PCs available. A booklet PC, which has separate screens and folds like a book. Slate PCs, which resemble writing slates, are basically tablet PCs without a dedicated keyboard. For text input, users rely on handwriting recognition software via an active digitizer or touching an on-screen keyboard for using fingerprints or stylus. Convertible notebooks have a base body with an attached keyboard. Typically, the base of a convertible attaches to the display at a single joint called a swivel hinge or a rotating hinge to allow for 180-degree range of rotation. Both laptops and tablets make use of rechargeable batteries to allow for several hours of extra mobility in the workplace without the use of power cords. Tablets and laptops offer several advantages as well as a few disadvantages when compared to workstations. Advantages of laptops and tablets do include the additional mobility compared to workstations. Laptops and tablets save time in providing a data interface at the provider's fingerprints, negating the need for frequent trips to a workstation. And using laptops and tablets can be a cheaper, if not... Alright, this is take two. Tablets and laptops offer several advantages as well as a few disadvantages when compared to workstations. Laptops and tablets allow additional mobility compared to workstations. Laptops and tablets save time by providing a data interface at the provider's fingertips, negating the need for frequent trips to a workstation. Using laptops and tablets can be cheaper if additional infrastructure such as ports are going to be needed to install additional workstations. There are some additional disadvantages of laptops and tablets as well. They are typically more expensive than PCs. Their small size makes them subject to theft. And of course, they are easily broken. The average lifespan is about 3 years for a tablet or a laptop. And lastly, they will require additional support, cleaning, and maintenance. Personal digital assistants, or PDAs, are devices that combine computing, telephone, fax, and networking features like tablets. Most PDAs begin as pen-based, using a stylus rather than a keyboard for input. PDAs allow users to remotely access patient data from any location with connectivity. They usually also contain other software specific to the user's tastes. They offer similar advantages and disadvantages to tablets and laptops. Many providers incur the expense of a PDA since they support personal notes and applications, phone capabilities, and calendar, all rolled into a nice small package. Integrating PDA support into existing computer environments will require additional hardware and infrastructure resources in order to adapt. Let's discuss briefly the network the EHR system will sit on and use to communicate with its users. First, let's define a network. A network is a collection of computers and devices connected by communication channels that facilitates communications among users and allows users to share resources with other users. Wire cabling and a protocol called Ethernet are used to communicate between various components. Ethernet uses physical wiring to connect devices. Frequently deployed devices include hubs, switches, bridges, and/or routers. Wireless LAN technology is also designed to connect devices without wiring. These devices use radio signals as a transmission medium. Some additional terms you need to know regarding the network include a LAN, or local area network, which connects workstations and servers within a single demographic location. An LWAN, or wireless local area network. A WAN, which stands for wide area network, which connects workstations across multiple locations, often great distances. Point-to-point T1 and fractional T1 are dedicated broadband lines that connect locations in a WAN. Bandwidth, which is the rate of data transfer, and is usually measured in bits per second. VPN, which stands for Virtual Private Network, is a way of securely accessing specific networks over the Internet. And firewalls. Firewalls are software or hardware that prevents unauthorized access to networks, and they monitor network traffic. They may include VPN and virus scanning as well. Your network infrastructure must be able to reliably support the data requirements of your EHR application. Insufficient network capabilities will degrade application performance and increase the risk of user rejection. Some things to consider when assessing your network usage. How many users will need simultaneous access to the network? What is the bandwidth, or how much data can traverse the network at a given moment, requirements of the EHR system? I would ask the vendor these questions. Specific bandwidth needs of scanning equipment and other medical equipment should be considered as well. Sufficient connectivity between internal resources and remote resources such as satellite facilities should also be part of the equation. In most healthcare settings today, the use of wireless infrastructure has become a prominent medium for connecting a wide range of devices to the EHR system, making access to patient records even more efficient. Be sure before adding additional wireless infrastructure to your system that you have adequately addressed these wireless needs for the short and long term, because many IT departments have limited experience at deploying wireless systems in an enterprise environment. It's important to have a consultant conduct a wireless connectivity survey to ensure adequate coverage throughout the entire facility and to adequately address any potential wireless bandwidth issues. Also, as demand for remote off-site access continues to grow, be sure to explore with your vendor how efficiently the EHR system will integrate into your existing VPN network.